things in the parasha. Okay, we have the parasha of the sota, and he's going to give the sota water. Wait 1 second. Okay, he's going to give the sota water to drink. The hishka samayim. I'm just find the place. V'lokach v'hishka es v'chasar es ol. Give me 1 second.
Pasuk Chav Zayin.
Here it is. Okay. Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Lokach HaKoyin Mayim Kidoshim Bechli Chores. The Koyin will take water, holy water, in a Kli Chores, in a utensil. Umin Heofar from the earth Asher Yihyeh Bekarka HaMishkan. He will take offar that will be Bekarka HaMishkan. What does it mean, Asher Yihyeh Bekarka HaMishkan? He'll take water, he'll take offar, earth, that offar, Bekarka HaMishkan, together with water. First he'll take water, he'll take holy water. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Perikei, Bamidba Perikei, Pasuk Yud Zayin, he'll take water. And he takes the water and he mixes the water with earth. And he gives the sota to drink. And what happens? If the sota is guilty, her stomach will fall out. If she is innocent, v'niksa v'nizra zara. So the question over here is, why does it say Asher Yihyeh? Let it just say, min ha'ofar b'karka ha'mishkan. So the answer given by the Mefarshim, I think it's a Ramban. The Ramban first of all says that in the entire Torah, there is no greater miracle in the entire Torah than the parsha of the Sota. Because Hashem is telling you, so test me, let the woman drink this potion. If she's guilty, a miracle will happen, her stomach will fall out. If she's innocent, she'll be blessed with children. This is l'mal m'derech ha-teva. To take some earth and to take some water and to mix the two together, and a miracle is going to happen no matter what. How does such a thing happen? Hashem is telling you the Torah is not a safe of miracles. The Torah is very straightforward. It's mamash derech ha-teva. Okay, the stories of Yitzhak Mishra miracles, but the mitzvos, how to conduct oneself, is far from anything that's miraculous. And yet it's telling you over here to do something which you're trying to test the sparkle to do a miracle? Yeah, that's what?
It's basic emunah.
So, but it's more than a munah. Hashem is telling you that something's going to happen, which is mamish l'malam derech ha-teva. That's what's saying over here. So the Ramban says that's right. This is an exception to all the tayag mitzvos. Even though every single one tayag mitzvah is mamish teva, this is an exception. There's no greater miracle b'chol Torah called in the parasha of the sota. Now here's the question. Why does it say yes? The answer is because you need special earth. It's one thing to say that if you're in the Mishkan, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash is holy, it's sacred. So maybe the earth is imbued with a certain sanctity which will cause the woman to become pregnant or to cause her to die. But if the earth is not sacred, maybe then it's not going to work. We have to remember that this parasha was written when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar. In the Midbar, they traveled 42 masos. Every so often, they were instructed to take apart the Mishkan and reassemble the Mishkan in a new location. The new location has new earth. So right now, when the parasha is being said, let's make believe that the Mishkan is near Har Sinai. It was in one location. And this parasha is being said. So right now, the earth in the Mishkan is sacred. But the earth 50 miles down the road is completely mundane. There's no sanctity in the earth that you're going to find 50 miles down the road. Hashem says, don't worry. in a week from now, in 2 weeks from now, in a year from now, I'm going to Anani HaKavah, going to move, we're going to travel, you're going to set up the Mishkan in a new location, and there you'll have just a dirt road will become the new location for the Mishkan, and that earth, Asher Yihiyah, that will be then and there in the Karka HaMishkan, will be instrumental in doing this incredible miracle. So the reason why it says Yihiyah in the context of the parasha of Sot is because the earth has not yet been designated to accomplish this miracle. Right now, I'm instructing you the law, what to do. Right now, there's a Mishkan. The Mishkan has sanctified the Mokom. The Mokom is sacred. But it's going to come a time where you're going to take apart the Mishkan. You're going to travel in the desert. You're going to set the Mishkan in a new location. And then there's going to be a Sota. And the Sota is going to need to be brought to the Mishkan. You're going to have to go take earth. You're going to say, that earth, in that new location, 50 miles down there, you know what used to be here? This used to be a movie theater. This earth now is going to be the earth that's going to be used to give the sota, to give it to drink. And a miracle is going to happen? Hashem says, yeah, it will. You take the ka'asher, yeah, yeah. Now it has no sanctity, but when you arrive in that location, it will be imbued with sanctity, and it will be instrumental in doing an incredible miracle. That's how the word Yihiyah is. That's what the Mepharshim say, not the Rashi, but the Ramban, because being that the Mishkan was traveling from location to location, at this moment in time, the earth is nothing, and yet the earth in the future will get that Kedusha. So I want to make a Gezer Shava, just like we have in the Parsha Sota. We have the word Yihiyah, and this word Yihiyah is part of a sugyo, which is the exception to Chol HaTorah Kula, of miracles. You're going to do something which is going to result in a special miracle. A miracle, if the woman is guilty, you're going to test Hashem. She's going to be, it's Mishpat. This is the ultimate Mishpat, right? Ben Dom Ladon, Ben Din Ladin. This is the Mishpat. Can the man live with her? Can the man not live with her? Is she going to die? Is she going to live? Will she have a child? Should not have a child? We're dealing here with mamish. Bikuach nefesh. Atzolos nefashos. This is the real deal. It affects the whole world. The woman's going to die. Not going to have children. Doros, what's going to be? And the earth, at this moment in time, is the what's going to be in 50 years from now. That earth has no sanctity. It's not. It's nothing. You walk on the highway. Well, a piece of earth, it's nothing. But you know what's going to happen in 50 years from now? In the middle of the traveling in 20 years from now, we're going to travel. We're going to come to this location. We're going to set up a Mishkan. And it's going to happen that that earth that you had a barbecue on now becomes part of the Karka HaMishkan. And the Kohen is going to take that earth, Asher Yihiyah, and he's going to mix it with water. And from that earth, V'nikisa v'nizra azara, or Rachman Litzlan shall die. Miracles, the greatest miracles will happen. It's the same thing when it comes to Bal HaShofet Asher Yihiyah Bayam Mohem. Some will show you this little kid. This little kid who's playing baseball, is a troublemaker. He's going to be the Gadol Hadar. And he's going to decide. He's going to decide what's going to be the big decisions in Klal Yisrael. This little Shmendrik is going to decide. This little. Uboel HaShofet Asher Yihiyah Bayamim Ohim. It's not just a child. Don't look at the person. Don't just look. The person is just an instrument in the hands of Hashem to be instrumental in hashkocha, in siyata d'shmaya. Leiv melachim biyad Hashem. Certainly, man malki rabbanon. Leiv melachim, man malki rabbanon. The heart of the rabbanon is biyad Hashem. When you come to the kid that used to play cards, and he's now the God of Hadar, he's making decisions, it's not really him making the decisions. It's Hashem making the decisions, using him as a mouthpiece to express the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Yihiyah. He's nothing. That's right. He's taken nothing compared to the previous generations. But he's in charge. And if he's in charge, and Enei Kol Yisrael is looking to him for direction, for guidance, he will be imbued with the Siyata D'Shmaya that is necessary for him to make the right decision for Klal Yisrael. Just like the earth is now going to be instrumental in doing something for a woman, for a family, which is going to change their lives. What kind of, this is the earth? It was nothing. Asher Yihiyah Bekarka HaMishkan. It's the same thing with people. people are really just pawns in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they're in charge, leiv melachem b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go to the Shaifet. You don't hold of him. You don't know from him. It doesn't matter. You're right. He's talking nothing connected to previous generations. But he's in charge. He's in charge. He will have siyata d'shmaya to make for you and for Klal Yisrael the right decision. The whole principle of Hasidus is built on this. Hasidus have Rebbes. What's the koich of a Rebbe? You have to study the Hasidus. The Rebbe really is not. It's, if you believe in something, in Shemayim, they give that person power. This is a principle of Hasidus. Not everyone likes this type of. Not everyone. I'm not a Chassid. I don't have a Rebbe. But in the world of Hasidus, that's how it works. The Makir. Who's the Rebbe? A Rebbe. Well,
he does everything for you.
Okay, he's a good guy. He has good training, good chinuch, and you know he's a tzaddik, and he does everything right. But there are other people that are just as good as him out there. They're just as erluch, just as religious. The answer is there's a haskomas ha'om. Everyone agrees that we are going to put our faith in this person. And if you put your faith in this person, in Shomayim, they reciprocate. You want to put your faith in this person? So we will give him siyata d'shmaya to make the right decisions for other people. And if you put so much faith, there's such an idea, they can even do, you can do supernatural things. That's how far it goes. They say, they say people who criticize, I don't want to say names of people, but people who criticize certain groups of Hasidim. So they went to this Litvak, this Kalp Litvak, this Misnagit, and they said, but he does Moivsim. He mamish does Moivsim. He's Machayim Esim, he does Moivsim. So he says, if you believe in a stick, this is what the Rosh Yeshiva said, if everyone will believe, the whole community will believe in a stick. In a stick, the stick will also do maifsin, because that's the koich HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. If you believe in something, Hashem will give that object power. So a person, it's not a kasha in the chanami. A person, if everyone believes in the person, he's granted in heaven a certain koyach, and he has power to do things which normally a regular person cannot do. That's a principle of Hasid. Now, how far you go with that's a dangerous concept. In this generation, it's a little bit getting, it's been taken a little bit to the extreme. I don't know, whatever, it depends. But you see this idea, I want to make that shtel to this Zereshava, yihiyahiyah, to the Shoifet. It's just like the earth of the Mishkan, you'll be granted Siyata D'Shmaya. Okay. Okay, I'm not getting into the politics. I don't get that. Okay, I need a sitter. No politics. Okay, another short var. Okay,
umvar. What?
Okay, now let me go to another idea, another quick idea. In Shmoneh Esrei, we once discussed this. I gave you a different answer, but now I have saw something done very interesting. I'll just give you the raw idea. I'll leave it for you to develop on your own what the deeper meaning of this is all about. We have here in the Bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Esemach David. Natsemach, Yerushalayim. Vili Yerushalayim Irecha. Barachem Mimtoshuv, Vesishkonim Besuch, Hashem Dibarat, Vnei Yosef Kerb, B'yemeinu B'yenolam. And then we really should say, Baruch Ato Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. But before we say Baruch Atu Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim, we say V'chisei David Avdecha Mehera L'Seicha Tochen. Well, what do they say? What?
They don't have the word in Ashkenaz. The word Avdecha is not there. V'chisei David
Avdecha. This is Friday. Didn't pay attention. Right. V'chisei David. But we have David. I'm not paying attention. V'chisei David. Why is there a mention of David in the bracha of Lirushalayim? We have an entire bracha devoted to David. The next bracha, Et Samach David, Avdecha Mehera Satzmiach. So what is David doing here? So this is the raw idea. In this parasha, we have two things juxtaposed. We have the parasha of leader, Ki Yipolim L'chum, the parasha of the Melech. Okay, the parasha of Melech. I'm going to go on Chumash. Okay, we start off. Here we go. Ki Savor Loretz. And how does the Torah describe the Melech? It describes the Melech with the words Som Tosim Olach Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo. Hashem will choose Hashem will choose who the king should be. It doesn't give us the criteria to tell us who the melech should be. We have a concept of Shevet Yehuda, Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, Mechavim Ben Ragla, becomes Shevet Yehuda, Malchus. But who among Yehuda? Anyone among Shevet Yehuda is right to be melech, any descendant of Yehuda. All it says, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo, Mikerev Achecha. In this week's parasha, we also have a reference to Yerushalayim. Where is the place of Yerushalayim, the place of the Beis HaMikdash? It says, the parasha right before, Ki Pole Mimcha Davar La Mishpat, Bein Dam La Dam, Bein Din La Din, Bein Nega La Nega, Diveres Mishrecha, the Kamt of Yalisa, this is the only place it says Yerushalayim in the whole Torah. El Hamokom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo. Hashem will choose. And this indeed was the big, big mystery in Jewish history. Where is the Mokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem? When they came into Eretz Yisrael, where were they for 14 years? In Gilgal. Where was the Shemokim Asher Yivchar Hashem? It was in Shiloh for 369 years. When Shiloh was Chav, where was the Mokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem? Nov. When Nov was destroyed by Shaul, Givon. And then it went to Ir David. There was divided between different locations, but it was basically Yerushalayim. How did they know? Prophecy. Nosan Hanavi. Nosan Hanavi, together with David HaMelech, was able to figure out Alpi Ruach HaKodesh that this is the Makom Hashuas HaShchina. When we learn Yeshaya, we learn the very big chiddush from, I don't remember all the details, is that not everyone was so happy with this decision. This was challenged for many, many years. People felt that just because there was a Beis HaMikdash, it's not necessarily the final resting place. And that's why people still had bamos. Rak habamos lo yehusar. Why were there bamos? Why do people have bamos in their backyard? Because Yerushalayim, just like Shiloh was not the final resting place, just like Novi Givon, just like Gilgal. So who says Yerushalayim is the final resting place? It says in the Pasuk, Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Who told you that this is the final resting place? Who, David and Nasan? So there are other Nevi'im. Maybe people have other ideas. How do you know that this is it? If this is not the final resting place, I can have a Bama. You can Bama Mutter. It's only Bama Gedola. You can have a Bama Katana somewhere else. So it was challenged for years. But it doesn't say, the Torah doesn't give you direction. The next parasha, the immediately next parasha is Parasha of the Melech. Who's the Melech? Doesn't tell you who the Melech is. Asher Yivchar Hashem. How was he chosen? Shmuel. Shmuel was a prophet. He came to Yishai, let me see your children. Number one, no. Number two, no. Until finally, is there another guy? Yeah, there's another one. He's the red one. The Admoini. The red one. What?
In the case of Shaul.
Even Shaul. Okay, Shaul. Who's the one? He means selected. Means selected. Asher Yivchar Hashem. It's not explicit. It's not obvious. It is something which only comes to Ruach HaKodesh through Nevuah. These two are the only things in the Torah which are not explicit. The major things in Klal Yisrael. The Mokoim Hashuas HaShchina, Yerushalayim, and the Melech. It doesn't give you the details. It doesn't give you the criteria. Where is the Mokom HaKodesh? Where is the Melech? It's Asher Yivchar Hashem. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. You have to have a Navi. You have to have a lot of extra support to figure out what it means. They're juxtaposed in the Torah. Just like in Mokom, it's not clear. In Neshama, it's not clear. Those two ideas are put together in the Shemona Esrei. Now you understand why we have David and we have Yerushalayim in the same brach. Because they're both, these are both things of Yerushalayim, Yerucha Barach Nashor, Vizchum Zachasher, Kasher Dibar, to you Hashem spoke. Uvnei Osa, Bekarbi Ben Olam, Vechisei David Avdecha, Mehero L'socha Tochin. Who is the person that will occupy the Kisei of Malchus in Yerushalayim? Both of these things are things which Asher Yivchar Hashem. It's something which cannot be defined. And that's why the two of them are brought together in the same bracha. Okay, am I being clear? These are two concepts which we don't know what it means. We need a Navi. And that's why in the bracha, the two of them are brought together, because in concept they're exactly the same. One is an idea in mokoim, and the other is a concept in person. So the two, it's a good shirach, the two of them go together. And it's really a musar haskel for life. Because in life, there are people you meet, right, shidduchim, and there are business partners, and there are relationships, chavrus relationships. There's no way you can go out and seek out the person, or you can have a list of all the requirements you want in a shidduch. Those people don't exist. It's a matter of who Asher Yivchar Hashem, who Hashem selects and Hashem sends your way or puts in front of you. Makom, where you end up in life, where is your makom, where you settle, where you live, where you work, who you deal with. Can you really go out and decide these things? You can't decide these things. A lot of these things is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends your way, where you're going to live. These are two things that every person in their own miniature world, with regard to his control, his malchus, his personal malchus, and his personal makom, it's also something which it all depends on Asher Yivchar Hashem. You have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu some leeway and have emunah that he'll send you in the right direction. Okay, let's conclude with the vart by the Egla Rufa. I want to tell you a beautiful vart from Rav Ruderman. Rav Ruderman Zatzal. He takes note that the parish of Egla Arufa is sandwiched in between two parishios of war. It's an incredible vart. Very powerful vart. And it triggered a memory of something that I heard this past summer. Okay, we have the area in the parasha Shoftim is the parasha of Egla Arufa. You don't know who killed the person. What comes right after? Parashas Kiseitze. What's the right before Egla Arufa? War. War. And then we go, you shall destroy the entire city. So what's going on? Why is the parish of Egla Arufa right smack in the center between two parishios of war? So let me just tell you a little why this stirred me up so much. In the beginning of the summer, it's only the middle of, beginning of August, so it's still the middle of summer. It feels like summer's over once you start Chodesh Elul. But I listened to a tape of a Holocaust survivor. And he's writing his memoirs, and he was speaking for an audience, and he was telling them stories about how he survived, what happened. And it was miraculous. He went through the worst of the worst, and he survived. And during the whole period, during the entire Holocaust, the stories, he kept on revealing things that he did, which were completely outrageous, irresponsible, dangerous, and totally outrageous. And yet he survived. And he kept mentioning it like, I was crazy. I went and I challenged the Nazi once to kill me, to shoot me away. He said it to him. He once, when he ran, he stole something and he ran, they sent dogs after him and they caught it. One story after another where he did the most outrageous things and he survived. I think most of us are familiar when you hear stories of survival from the Holocaust, people in hidden bunkers. They hid here, they went there, they ran there, and it almost happened, they were caught, someone looked at the passport, they checked. And this guy is telling these stories, like, one thing after another. And he said, why did he survive? He said, I don't know why I survived. It doesn't make any sense. Siyata Shmaya, my father was a very big tzaddik, I had a bracha from a certain very great person. My shalei kachaya, I survived. And it bothered me very, very much because there were so many of these. And then at one point, he said something which opened up a whole new world in at least his point of view, and it's very sad. He said, you know why I did all these things? I did these outrageous things. I was very, very young. Life didn't mean anything. All around me was death. Wherever I looked, death, 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 death. Life meant nothing. He says, you don't understand what that means. Baruch Hashem, today, living 70 years after the Holocaust, we value life very much. Rachman will stun a person's finger, is scratched. You run to the hospital, you know, every little thing counts a lot. But it's impossible for the audience to understand what it was like to live through that period of time. This decline, will life meant nothing. And therefore, it wasn't a chiddush, it wasn't a big deal for me to go tell the Nazi, kill me already, just shoot me already. It wasn't worth anything, it wasn't a big deal. That didn't happen, so I did this, I risked my life here, I risked my life there, so on and so forth. Okay. It shook me up a lot. What exactly does that mean? It depends on age, he was very young then, this and that. Rav Ruderman says, why is Egay Rufa in sandwiched in between Muhammad? Because when you're in a time of war, life isn't worth anything. Life is very cheap. Everywhere you turn, there's death and blood. That's what war is all about. There's a parish of war, Kiseitzila Muhammad before the parish of Egay Rufa, and there's a parish of war afterwards. In the middle is a parish of the value of life. If a person is found lying dead in between two cities, they have to measure which city is closest. All of the Zakanim have to come out. They bring a carbon. It's a ceremony that everyone knows about. The Kohanim, they give a bracha, and they say vidui, and they go on and on and on. Torah is telling you, even during tkufos of war, when you're surrounded by death on all sides, don't underestimate the value of life. If one person dies, look at what goes on. Look what we have to do. The Egla roof. Look at this elaborate procedure, what's involved. The entire community. You have to say, Vidri, Yodei Lo Shavkles Adam Azeh, V'nichap Elohem Adam. You bring a carbon, everyone comes out. Powerful word. Even in the worst of the worst situations, don't underestimate the value of life. That's a var from Rav Ruderman. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.